So we're going into a concentration focus sit, not necessarily a samadhi sit, but we're going to talk about what concentration is like as a shared value. Then the Dhamma talk, which follows, is on clear seeing, meaning not until you have a concentrated mind can you actually see things as they are. Without a concentrated mind, you're seeing things as you think they are. And we know that the mind is a prediction machine. It's not a consciousness machine, right? So from that, we'll go into walking meditation, focus on dispassion. Now, how do we get to dispassion? Samadhi, concentration, seeing things as they are, that brings us to dispassion. And what are you being dispassionate about? About the games that keep you trapped. All the games that keep you trapped in the matrix of suffering. And then we'll open up for a group discussion, where all your questions can be a center of focus, and the closing sit, and then the closing circle. So give or take, you know, we should be zooming into the final session around 4 o'clock or so Pacific time, give or take, yes? Does that sound like a good lay of the land? Yeah? Beautiful. So without further ado, we're going to get into our next sit, and I'll ask you to just settle into your body, however it is, wherever you are. Feel the support beneath you. And I'm going to get us started with one ring of the bell. And we'll end with 3 rings of the bell. For this sit, the focus would be on samadhi. And samadhi means concentration, or a focused mind, a collected mind. And what that means is we're not forcing the mind to be still. We're just allowing the conditions for stillness to be present. And again, we will use the 4 foundations of mindfulness to ground us. Beginning with the body, wherever you are. Just feel your whole body sitting, lying, standing. Ground yourself, and if you can do so with your feet, feel your feet grounded. Realizing your body is supported and your presence is aligned with your body. Your awareness is where your feet are. Silently note what the body's doing. Body sitting, body laying, body breathing, body hearing, body's known, it's right here, with all 32 body parts in the here and now. And it's okay if your attention wavers, that's okay. Just notice it and gently bring it back. That is the beginnings of the practice of concentration. Just noticing your mind wanders off, thinking about lunch or some fear or some aversive thought. Bring it back. Anchoring with your breath, noticing breathing is happening, breathing in, breathing is happening, breathing out. Breathing is happening, breathing fast. Breathing is happening, breathing slow. Or if it's your hearing, notice the sounds, the car zooming by, the birds, the HVAC system, footsteps, the sound of silence, clicking sounds. And we're going to come to the felt sense. What are you feeling in this moment? What are you feeling on top of your body? Do you feel the body itching? Do you feel warmth? Do you feel coolness? Comfort? Agitation? Dullness? Alertness? Noticing, is this pleasant? Is this unpleasant? Or is this neutral? And who is noticing the pleasantness, unpleasantness, or neutrality? Now gently turn inward to your mind, to your state of mind. Is the mind restless? Notice that. Does it want to move? Notice that. Is the mind calm? Open? Judging? Loving? Inquiring? Open? Gathered? And silently know what your mind is doing without identification. The mind becomes steadier when it is known without aggression. The mind reveals itself when it's observed without judgment. This is samadhi. I know some of you may have a samadhi practice, maybe jhana practices. Just a noticing. And as Philip Moffat will say, it's simply making your attention available and aligned to the present moment. Available and aligned. Vitara vichaka. Staying with your anchor, whether that's the breath or hearing. And as we come to the end of this sit, notice what's arising for you. And even if you've drifted away, noticing and coming back to the present is an exercise in concentration, samadhi. Now allow body, feeling tones, your mind, and patterns be known together. Body breathing, feeling tones changing, mind states arising, patterns passing. Nothing needs to be excluded. Nothing needs to be defeated. Let your awareness be wide, spacious, and simple. That's a gathered mind. Samadhi is not perfection. It's the willingness to return to your attention, to your awareness.